Blog Talk Radio.
What up? What up? What's up? What's up? What's up? I'm tripping right now. I'm excited. Y'all know what this show be. Y'all know who I am. Nah, maybe y'all don't. Okay, this is just my opinion. Brought to you by All We Talk Is Sports. Man. And I'm your host, Tyre. I'm so hyped right now. I'm so hyped right now. And, you know, you like so pumped up and so excited, you know, you gotta have some, take that. That's how pumped up I am right now. Let me stop. All right, y'all know what yesterday was, right? Yeah, that yesterday was that show. It was the Championship Sunday. A lot was going down. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. And we're going to get into it. But I got to see if, let me reach out to the partner, see if you're ready. Let's see if you're ready. Because I'm going to have a new segment. But I don't want to drop no new segment to anything until I want to, you know, clear with the co-host. You know, I'll make sure he get to go. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, here we go. What up? What's up?
What up?
Man, I don't hear that energy in your voice.
Let's get this over with, man. Right, let's get this over with. Talk your trash and you let you bite to talk. Let's get this over with so you can talk some real sport.
Listen, he like, let's get this over with. You the co-host. You can't make the show. You can't rush the show. You can't rush it. You know what I'm saying? When you making a good meal, do you rush your meals? When you barbecuing, do you rush through that? You turn the fire on high? No. You got to let it simmer. You marinate. You know how it goes.
I hate you. I hate you so much right now.
I hate you so much right now. But no, listen. We're going to drop facts. I do got a segment I want to come across you. So I don't want you to feel isolated. Let's start a segment called Stroll with the Troll, which we're going to find something, and I will troll that for like 2 minutes. We're going to start a new segment called Stroll with the Troll. And I will troll someone, or we will troll someone, or a team, or a GM, or a fan. It can be whoever. But that's going to be our segment, Stroll with the Troll. And today, you know I want to troll Aaron Rodgers. I want to. But here's my reason why. He could have won that game. Everybody want to blame the coach. Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. He's been the quarterback. Now, me and you had this talk before. All right, I know I said he was overrated. That was kind of overstating. I shouldn't say he's overrated. Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback, but he's not the quarterback he used to be. And yes, he's MVP, and he should have put up the numbers. For him to have the talent that he has against the teams he played against, he should have put those numbers up. So that's why I said cupcake schedule. And now when I was at your home a couple weeks ago and we looked at the schedule and the teams he lost to, those are teams that went to the playoff and did it deed. And guess what? He lost again to a team that's going to the Super Bowl. So all the other teams he beat, they didn't do nothing. They didn't make the playoffs.
Can I ask a question for you? One question?
No. Yeah, I'm about to clear a mistake I did. The Bears made the playoffs with an 8-8 record. The floor is yours.
How many playoff teams did Tom Brady and the Buccaneers beat?
I don't know. I ain't go through their schedule like that. But I can.
I got the answer for you. One, Green Bay. That's the only playoff team they beat. Next.
Okay, and what about Green Bay? They beat three playoff teams. Bears.
They had three wins. Four. The Bears, Titans, and the Saints. So four playoff wins against. Four wins against three playoff teams.
Okay. Bears was hot trash. Saints was hot trash.
Saints was not hot trash. No, they wasn't. We beat them early in the season before Breeze got hurt.
Man, those cats bowed out. They bowed out. Like, Curtain call.
But Green Bay beat them early in the season before they got hurt. That's a,
okay.
that's a quality
Listen.
Win.
Green Bay is Brandon Team. All right. He's on the borderline of being a fanboy. He say he's not. He's on a borderline. He's riding that fence very hard. I can give him a few examples on why he could, but since he's my brother, I don't put him in that category. So I'm
my only
being...
team, unlike Ty, I have one team. Unlike Ty, he has like three or four. So you know.
Whoa! Do I got a valid excuse to have three or four teams?
No, you a Lions fan.
Whoa, you said it. That's a valid enough reason to have three or four teams. My teams have
made
the playoffs.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You pick your team and you stick by it.
Are you kidding me? Have you ever been a Lions
Win
fan?
Win or lose, pick your team and you stick by it.
Bro, you've never been a Lions fan. You've never been a Lions fan. Look, I give you
prime example. No, I've been a Packers fan. We finished 4-12. I've been a Packers fan. We've been 8-8.
Come on. And your existence of being a Packer fan, y'all haven't been mediocre or below the – y'all haven't. Y'all always been
yes,
every
we have.
Year. Hold on. Every
we had
year
a,
y'all
we had a team. We had a season under Brett Favre. We went 4-12.
Again, when the season started, did they have a chance to do something? Exactly.
I don't know.
Listen, when Brad Favre was the quarterback, not one time that they didn't think that team was going to win the Central Division. Not once. All right? Brad Favre's name is always rung up with top three, four quarterbacks in the league all the time. So you have never had a franchise where you don't know. And until Matt Stafford got there, we didn't even have a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? We never had a quarterback.
Yeah, I still don't have one.
No, yeah, now we don't have one now. We have, and see, and that's another thing. Y'all Detroit fans, y'all was talking so much stuff about Matt. Now y'all be miserable again. Y'all gonna be wishing Matt was number nine, was slinging him again. And now he's gone. He gave up. And congratulations to him. As sad as I am deep inside, I wish him nothing but the best. And whatever team he go to, I will buy that jersey. And I will be representing Matt Stafford because I am a true fan of his. From the time he got drafted, and I always seen him before he was. You know that. I call him Matt Hoffer. I get the business for it. But I don't see how he's not going to the Hall of Fame. And watch, he's going to go to the next team, and this guy is going to go to the playoffs and shine.
So, look, I got a bet for you. How about we do this? What was the Lions' record this year?
What is it, 5 or something?
I guarantee you, I will – Let's do a night of beer. I'll buy your beer for an entire night once we open up in Michigan. I'll buy your beer for an entire night. By year two, the Lions will have a better record than they did with under Matthew Stafford last year.
Okay, but we'll see. You got to keep in mind Matthew Stafford. When we had Caldwell, we went to the playoff a couple of times with 9-7 records.
I'm saying the Lions will have in 2 years, whether it's the first year or second year. The Lions will have a better record that year than the Lions did this year under Matthew Stafford. I guarantee that. Let's make that our bet.
Well, I mean, come on. This year, do we really want to count? We had a coach for 5 games, 6 games, and then we had an interim coach. Man, that's not even a good bet. I can say next year team's gonna have a better record than this year team.
It's pretty much trying to troll how bad Stafford is because he's not a Hall of Famer.
No, because watch, if you want to bet me that Matt Stafford won't make it to the playoffs next year, then you got to bet.
I don't even know where he's going. He could all wind up going to San Francisco. That's a playoff team if he goes there next year. So
you know
where he's going yet. So
yeah, but you got the Colts, you got San Fran, you got New Orleans. You know what? I put it out there on the radar. This is how I feel. It's 3 teams I feel like he can land that people are not really thinking about. 2 is Dallas and Vegas, and then New Orleans. Now, somebody saying New Orleans is going to be over the cap and all this other stuff, so that's the 3rd team. But I'm telling you.
New Orleans has a lot of guys that are up for deals this year. They got a lot of guys up for deals this year. I think they have like 10 guys up.
Right. But if I'm Vegas, if I'm the Raiders, I'm doing what it takes. They got draft picks galore. They always do. I would go after Matt Stafford if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders. They're just a quarterback.
Stafford, Carr, they're not really much different.
And the thing is, I just hope Detroit makes the right move and take multiple picks. Please just don't take a first round for Matt Stafford and call it a day. GM, do your job. Get a first rounder, a third, a fourth. But please get multiple picks. Get a first rounder, a fifth, sixth. I don't care. But make sure you get more than one pick for Matt Stafford.
Well, it's going to have to be more than one. It's going to have to be. There's no way that you're going to get just one pick for him.
Right. Well, I'm thinking of a pick and a player because of the contract and balance off, because he's going to take a – the Lions will take a hit for his cap for cap room anyway for him. Something they can swallow, because Matt Stafford is really a cap-friendly contract now than when he first signed it. The people were like, what? That's why people don't understand numbers, and people get mad when teams hire these math guys on their team so they can crush these numbers and make sure they're good every year. But I will put something out there.
I think
for
he's
you,
only 27 a year, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a bargain these days.
Right. Yeah, especially when you got quarterbacks making 35 and 40. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Teams don't want to give up a first round, a first, third, easy. Easy. And if you're going to take multiple first round, I'll take a first round for this year, first round for next year. But the thing is, who do the Lions get? We ain't got a quarterback now. I know you got the seventh pick, but who do you even draft? Seventh.
You know what I say?
I don't want them to draft a quarterback.
You know what I say?
What up?
Go out and give a one-year prove-it deal to somebody like Cam or Jameis. Just go out and get somebody and give them a one-year prove-it deal.
You know what? If Jameis come here, I'm happy. I'm happy. You can say what you want about the picks. Dude got an arm. Dude can sling it. And you want a guy that can get to throw the bomb.
I can see Jameis working out here.
You said what?
I can see Jameis working out here.
I can too. This would be his third shot. But do New Orleans want to give up Jameson knowing that Breeze gone?
Well, I'm not sure if you saw it, but Breeze did turn to Jameis and say, this is your team now. So maybe New Orleans don't want to let him go.
Right. Listen, we got a fan I need to add on to the mix. Let me give him a ring. He just hit up. That's what you heard, the music in the background. You heard that Dragon Ball Z music. Let's hit him up real quick. You want to talk some sports? Let's see.
Leave a name and a number, and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Great.
Thank you.
Ah, people got to learn to answer the phone. They got to learn to answer the phone. But back to what we were saying. Jameis is saying with NO, I like it. He can sling it. I think him and Michael Thomas would do great together. But let's talk. We talked about that. Let's get to what we got time like crazy. We do got time. But I don't know where Detroit go. I was thinking in my head, I was thinking Dak. Do you think Cowboys keep Dak after that injury?
No, because then they'll have to either sign him or give him another franchise tag. And I believe if they franchise tag him again, he'll be almost at $50
million. Whew. Can you imagine paying that for a guy that, man, you ain't know his injury, like how you going to come back from that injury? How good will he be? Gee,
You got to realize how late he's going to come back into camp. He's not going to come back early in the camp. It's going to be dang near, OTAs, you know?
Yeah, right. Right, man. Man. Dang. I don't know. I don't know. It's a couple guys that's out there that haven't got the full list, but let's say Wednesday I'll have the full list of free agents when we do our show. I have a full list of the free agent quarterbacks, and we will recap this again on Detroit Lions and who should they go after, because it is a couple guys that's out there. I heard somebody like Tyrod Taylor, and that means after not really seeing him play, even when he was with the Bills, he really ain't get a full chance. So I can't really evaluate on if that's a good move or not, because he really never got like a full season or two. He said, oh, yeah, Tyrod, we get him. He good. He can do this. He can do that. I really can't tell. And if you talk to Bills fans, they'd be like, especially after having, you know, Allen on, they think it's the best move ever getting rid of him. So I don't know what's up with Tyrod Taylor, if he a good move for Detroit. But I just know.
I'd rather have Cam over Tyrod Taylor.
But it depends. We ain't got no receivers. Like, man, they got to get Galladay under contract. And that's going to be another one. Do you sign him now that Matt Stafford gone? Who's going to be your QB? You're going to have a dope receiver and don't even know who your QB going to be. And you don't even know if he want to sign back knowing that Matt left. He might be like, nah, I'm out of here. They can't franchise him or put a transition on him. You know, that. But then you're going to be probably overpaying for Galladay. And I really got a problem.
I think if they franchise him, that'll be a $20 million deal.
And I got a problem with the way he ended the season. I'm injured and you only play six games. I mean, on the business side, if I'm an agent, I kind of get it. But as a fan, I hate that. As a fan, I hate that.
The Lions should have either said what they were going to do sooner. They should have either, before they went into the season, either signed them or told them, you know, we're good, but this will be your last year.
No.
They're playing around with them, and now they –
You got to think who the GM was. We had that dude Quinn thinking, you know, he going to try to shortchange my man. Or like, oh, we're going to wait out to the end of the season because he didn't know what his future was going to be. So he screwed us. And I'm just hoping the new GM got enough skills to get it done. I love Galladay from season one. Lose Megatron, have a guy like Galladay come on first year and putting up numbers. You know, it's like a curse. We always get good players we fall in love with, and they want to leave. I'm just like over it. We need a break. And that's why I'm happy for Cleveland Browns. I'm so happy for the city, that team. You know, I talk mad stuff about them. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be happy for them. They finally got to the playoffs. They finally, you know, did some things. And now they got something they can build on.
See, this is where both of us can kind of relate because both of our teams always have star players walk away from us. My team is just different. We just don't want to pay them. Your team is just, you know, they either pay them and use them up or whatever. But we both can kind of relate to that because I'm dealing with that this year. Green Bay has, like, 11 guys leaving that I wish we could sign them all back. But I know they're not.
Well,
so.
And that's probably – now we can get into Rodgers in the Green Bay game. That's probably what Rodgers is getting at where he might leave. He don't know what his future holds. And I'm tired of every year at the end of the season he does this. That's the one thing – Rodgers is a diva to a point that I don't like.
This is the first time he's done that. He hasn't done that.
No, last year. Last year he did that. Last year he did that. Because
last year he did not do that. No, he didn't.
Okay.
No, he said he wanted to be there. Last year, he actually said he wanted to be there, and they asked him
when
he
wanted
in the draft.
He wanted to be there. He wanted to be there all the way until they drafted players, and then the microphones was all up in his face, and he had a lot to say. And the year before that, when a new coach was coming in, he had a lot to say then. So don't tell me every offseason this dude is not in the news for running his mouth. Yes.
No. No.
Okay.
That's what you're wrong with. See, last year, this is what happened last year. When they lost to San Francisco last year, the question was, what are they going to go after? And then this is where everybody started making a big deal about they need a draft receiver. Because I really think they should have – I agree they should be drafting a receiver or somebody on the defensive side of the ball. That's going to be another thing for later. But they asked him what should he go after for the draft, and he said, you know, a playmaker would be nice. He didn't say a receiver, he just said a playmaker. And then they drafted Jordan Love, and that's when people started saying he's going to leave. He never came out and said he was going to leave. He just said that he saw the writing on the wall, and he said he doesn't know when his time's going to be up in Green Bay, but he said he sees the writing on the wall. Fast forward to the season, they started seeing just how bad Jordan Love is and the fact that he's not what they thought he was going to be, and he wasn't even good enough to win the backup job. And that's when Aaron was like, maybe if I do something good this year, I can pull something out. They also said he was being a good mentor to Jordan and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I think he's still upset about not having a coach in an organization that doesn't have faith in him. Because
man,
if you were
going back to Sunday,
that fourth down call was pretty much, all right, put it this way. Year one in Tampa, what did Bruce Arians do in at the end of the half?
Mm-hmm.
They sent the punt team out. And then you know what? Brady was like, no, let's go out there and get this touchdown. They put Brady out. Bruce Arians didn't have to let Brady go back out there, but he did. He let Brady go back out there, and look what happened. Got him a touchdown, you know, increased the lead. Aaron Rodgers, you know, guy that's been in Green Bay his entire career, you know, second year with Matt LaFleur, you don't trust that man to go on fourth down and get and, you know, try to do something for
you. Whoa, okay.
So that's the difference.
Okay,
Aaron's
now you're
in year one trust Brady
game.
More than LaFleur trusts Aaron in 2 years.
Whoa. See, now we broke into the Super Bowl game. You messed up the segue. All right, so that's the segue to the Super Bowl game. All right, let's break it to the Super Bowl game. So you're trying to say LaFleur is like, oh, he didn't want to give Brady the chance on the fourth down, right? That's what you're saying?
No, he thought the better option would be to kick a field goal instead of giving Aaron Rodgers a chance on fourth down.
And why is that, though? What led to him making that decision?
Because he said with 2 minutes left and three timeouts, you pretty much need four ways to stop the clock. He thought it would be better to do that and get the ball back and then take the three points right there.
And his plan almost worked. But check this out. This is where Aaron Rodgers goofed up. The two-point conversion goofed up. The fact when he rolled out to his right and had all that landscape to run on, he tried to throw a pass to put incomplete.
The two-point conversion, what are you talking about? The two-point conversion, he threw a perfect pass and it got dropped.
I said a failed two-point conversion. That's what I said.
It failed,
right? Did they make it? No, they didn't. So that's what I said.
He didn't have room to run on the four, on the two-point conversion.
I'm not talking about a two-point conversion. I'm talking on the other – on the red zone, when he rolled out to his right, making a run for it, he threw it across his bike to the left, and it was incomplete. He could have ran that, and he didn't. It was no one in front
Everybody's
of him.
Everybody's been saying that. No, he was not gonna.
Okay,
gonna beat
you just said everybody
the
being saying
Tampa
that.
Instead of to the end
okay.
goal.
No, but you just said everybody been saying that. Back in the day, he would have ran it, right? So you ran it.
Yes,
got all
because
that
he was also faster than what he was. He's not fast anymore.
Look, check this out. This is the chance to go to the Super Bowl. He went and he thought, you know what, this would be better. I'm going to throw this right here. And it didn't work out for him. Just say that. See, now that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You'd be borderlining.
No, did you watch his post game? Because you obviously didn't. He said he did that because he thought they were going to go for it on fourth down. He said if he would have known that they were going to go for it on fourth down, they would have called a totally different play. But he actually called a third down play.
Man, check this out. No one plays for fourth downs. Come on, that was a dumb comment right there in itself. I play that because we have fourth down. No one plays for fourth down. That's
right.
Crazy.
Everybody plays for fourth down, and how many times do you hear people say, "Well, this is four down territory"?
Listen, anybody else got the open landscape that he had would have tried to run for it. Mahomes, anybody? Check out Mahomes injured, and Mahomes ran a couple times even though he got turf toe. You know why? Because he's playing to go to the Super Bowl. Your boy, man, skipped, you know, his brain, whatever, and he just said, this is a better. You looked in his face. He took like two steps. He seen it wide open and looked over to his left like, oh, I got this. And it didn't work out for him. It didn't.
He wasn't going to make that. He was going to get caught by the two linebackers.
All right, Brandon, so let's say he do get caught. Guess what? He'd have been a closer to the end zone, then the incompletion, right? Yes or no?
Yes, but
no?
What happens when you get inside the red zone? The closer you get, the harder it is to convert. Ty, we both know this. You play football, dude.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
The closer you get to the end zone, the harder it is to convert.
But, But the goal is to get closer to the end zone. It's no, I'm going to stay back here.
But inside the red zone, the closer you get, the harder it is to convert. The playbook shrinks.
Okay, all right, so check it out. So now you out there, and the guys can play what they played on them. And then, well, it doesn't matter because they didn't win all this stuff. But once again, you try to make excuses for this guy. And like everybody said,
I'm just giving it from what the way I looked at it.
Exactly.
Honestly, I was pissed off. I thought they were gonna lose the game in general because I said even if they go to overtime, I don't think they're gonna you know.
Whoa! You didn't see they're gonna lose that game. Do not say you thought they're gonna lose that game. Oh.
Yes, I did. Did you watch the game with me yesterday?
No, I talked to you before the game. Remember when you said
okay, and you didn't talk to me after as the game was going on. I said once they were down by 8. I said I don't see them winning this game right now. Anyway, even if they tie it right here, I don't see them winning that game.
No.
You and I didn't talk about the game as we were talking.
As the season go on, they win. You posting they winning. They went ahead took care of business. Against the Saints, they winning. NFC champions, all this other stuff. Talk to you the game. All right, they winning, right?
They was going to lose to the Saints.
Listen, you said they was going to win. All right, I talked to you
against
on
the
Saturday.
Saints?
No, Green Bay. So the thing is like, okay, you see them play, then, they're going to lose. They was favored to win. You said it's going to cover. You said it's going to win. And all of a sudden, they're going to lose. They still had a chance to win.
Because, Ty, I can actually, unlike you, I can actually watch a game and say when my team is about to lose a game.
Listen, if I think my team going to win, I think they're going to win. Even, like, check out Kansas City. I said they're going to win. I didn't even care about the pickoff and them coming and they scoring. It was up 9, whatever. I was like, okay, KC just spotted them 9 points. They about to still open the doors on this boy. Now we want to flip the Tampa Bay side. Tampa had plenty of chances to score more points. And this is what I'm going to get off and say, I'm tired of this guy. I am tired of Mike Evans. This dude dropped too many crucial passes. He's been doing it all season. And this dude act like he's a number one. I hope they trade him with everything. I can't stand that guy.
They're not trading Mike Evans.
Watch. Watch they trade him. Unless this dude have a crazy game for the Super Bowl, watch him trade him. Could check his stats all year. They has not been impressive. It's not. Godwin is that guy. All right. Mike Evans is out of there. They trade him.
But Godwin's had more drops in the playoffs than Evans has.
You say what?
Godwin had more drops in the playoffs than Aaron than Evans has.
Yes, but they were no crucial drops like Evans. They was not crucial drops. They had a total of 6 drops or whatever. Man, Mike Evans had 3 of them. Crucial scoring in the scoring. Man, I can't stand it. Every time I watch it, it's like, watch this dude. And he caused two interceptions because they're coming off his hands. Come on, man. You watch the game, you see what I'm saying. Come on, I used to listen. Every fantasy league I played in, I used to pick Mike Evans up second round. Man, I got Mike Evans. He'd be good but man, no, he just dropped too many crucial spots. That's why they can't go for him. It makes you think like, dang, is that why Winston was throwing all those picks trying to hit Mike Evans all the time? That game was crazy. And so I'm saying. Instead, it'll be all chopped up. If he make those catches, Tampa Bay score more points. I don't care if it's a touchdown or field goals, the score goes up higher. Now, I did good.
If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
Well, it doesn't matter because I killed it on MGM bets. I cleaned up on them games. I cleaned up.
Congratulations. I'm glad you did.
You know, because I know sports. That's why I do this. I am sports. As soon
those
as you
games
start,
yesterday were easy.
Yesterday what?
Those games yesterday were easy.
Listen, they wasn't easy. You ever like do parlay? You bet parlay? Man,
no, I never
easy.
Do parlays. I always do straight ups.
Yeah, see? So you do parlay, it's not easy. It's not. Because you picking 4 or 5 parlays and as soon as one go over, it's a wrap. But no, it wasn't easy. I missed out what parlay did I miss out on? Oh, I missed out on the Hill scoring in the second half. I was so close. I was so close. And it didn't work out when he bust that 71-yarder. But for the Super Bowl is going to be amazing. I cannot wait for the Super Bowl. It's going to be a great game. And I'm torn. This is the first year I'm actually torn about who I want to pick for. Because I went for KC last year. Matter of fact, I was rooting on KC all last year. KC and the Saints. And I said at the beginning of this year, I thought it'd be Tampa and KC. And it worked out. I finally got it right. Finally got it right on who going to the Super Bowl. Who you
well,
got?
I had Seahawks and Steelers, so I was way off.
Woo! Yeah. You know what? Those two teams just disappeared. Seahawks started off so strong, and then I want to put the blame on Wilson. I think we talked about this before. He didn't finish strong. I think defensive coordinators knew how to play them, and Metcalf for all the talk he's doing, once he started comparing himself to Calvin Johnson, it was a wrap. And
I don't know. I don't think Metcalf is that great of a receiver. No, I think he's still just an average receiver to me. He's not that great if you ask me.
I think he almost on the upper echelon. I mean, he ain't elite, but I think he almost there. I think he like, you know, class two. You know what I'm saying? He can get there. And he was starting off good, but what happened? He needed when he was saying I'm good as Megatron. He that's what you do. Sometimes these young players put their foot in their mouth. And then on the defensive side, when the coach is breaking down the tape, and you've been in that room before, the coach is breaking down like, hey, you see this clip? Well, he said he's good as Megatron, and he got to be doubled down. We're going to run a scheme on him this week. And everybody is hyped up to stop him. And you get stopped. Then you become a pumpkin. So I just think some players just need to stay humble. That's why I like guys like Kenny Golladay, because you stay humble, you just go out there and just do your job, you're catching double coverage, all that. You are the man. You're doing it. But you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You're staying humble about it.
Your Lions fandom is showing real hard right now.
Well, but I mean, I've been talking about Kenny Golladay forever. If he goes somewhere else, he's still going to be dope. Am I lying or no?
But bro, he's a receiver. You know, receivers are not humble in general. They're divas. Receivers are some of the biggest divas on the field.
I agree with you, but that's why I said I like Kenny Golladay because he's humble. He do the damn thing. He keep it moving. That's why I just
he's
said
like,
I,
he's like one in a thousand though. Like for receivers are just not they're not humble. They're not humble people.
Well, you know what? I like the receivers that are, and they're the ones that stay superstars, and I'm the ones that get the calls. You know what I'm saying? Those are the ones that get the pass interference calls and all that because they
like
respect
Jordy Nelson.
Go ahead. What was that?
Like Jordy Nelson, Mr. Humble.
Bro, check this out, man. Jordy ain't in the league no more.
I know he's not in the league anymore, but he was a humble and he was the best receiver in the league for about 3 years.
Bro, if you don't stop that, yeah, he might have been humble, but quit saying he was the best receiver in the league, man. You gotta stop that. Come on, man.
You already know where we'll save that for another day. You already know where I stand with that, but we're not going to talk about that right now. Let's get back to the game.
We're trying to take this show to new heights, man. We're going to get laughed off the air already, man. We try to take this show to new heights, and you talking about Jordy Nelson was the best receiver. Ain't it, man? You had to get us canceled. My guy.
No, look, back to the Super Bowl. I'm taking Kansas City.
You taking Kansas
watching
City?
Watching him last night, I saw even if Green Bay did make it, which I wanted them to, I don't see nobody stopping that team, man. I will admit, I was totally wrong.
If Green Bay would have played Kansas City, it would have been a massacre. Kansas City would have put, man, almost 50 on Green Bay.
No, but they wouldn't have put 50. Let's not get over ourselves now. But
what? They wouldn't have? Oh my God, man! You're killing me, right? You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me. They wouldn't have put.
Anyway, I don't see Tampa stopping all the weapons they had last night. I see Tampa getting boat raced out of their own stadium.
Wait a minute. Kansas City put almost 40 up on the Bills. They could have put up almost 50 on the Bills. And you trying to say they wouldn't have put 50 on Green Bay?
Buffalo's defense is not that great.
Is Big Beef defense, what? Are you trying to say Buffalo, Green Bay defense better than the Bills?
Green Bay's pass defense is a top five in the league.
Okay, and what did that do for them when the Buccaneers put up 30 on them? And should have put up more than that.
What did I do when I told you? By the way, I told you, Jair Alexander, don't throw at him. What did Brady do? He threw at him three times, and he got picked off three times.
Hold on. Wait a minute. They threw at him, and why did he get those pickoffs? Tell me the both interceptions. How did it happen? Tell me.
One of them came off Mike Evans' hand.
What?
And one of them was overthrown. Underthrown. Brady underthrew Mike Evans.
Okay. So, dude, he didn't like pick off no coverage and then stop that. Come on,
bro. They didn't complete a pass on him all day yesterday.
Man, you act like he was Deion and he jumped the route. No, he caught one off my man's hands and another one got overthrown.
He was the best corner in football this year.
It was a bad pass and Brady shouldn't have thrown. So, like I said,
he was the best corner in football this year.
It went like those the interceptions that Tampa got where they was give me this. No. No, they were jumping in lanes.
You mean when he grabbed my man's jersey and damn near pulled him down?
You mean when they let him hike the ball after the double zeros? You mean that time? Oh yeah.
Come on, Ty. Yeah. You know what? They always give you a second after that. You know that.
Man. But I'm just saying, did it happen or didn't? You trying to say what happened? The rules are the rules, right? The rules are the rules.
Yes, so, and they always give the offense a second after it hits zero before they call it.
That's not the rules, though. The bottom line, they let it happen. And you're going to talk about a missed call. That's a missed call. It was a lot of missed calls in that game, a whole bunch of them. I mean, it's playoff time. We've seen that. It's playoff time. They're going to let them call. They're going to let some stuff. They're going to let them play because you already know how I go. If they don't let them play and the refs interfere, man, you know, it just – it's too much on the line. Too much on the line. It was a good game, though. Very entertaining. It kept me on the edge of my seat. Anxiety.
It wasn't for you. It wasn't for me. I was pissed off about most of the game.
Well, you know what? I had to watch the game and replay, all right? Because I don't – games with teams that I want to win and I bet on them live, I don't watch the game live. I watch it in replay because I'm superstitious like that.
I can't do that because I'll be sitting there looking at my phone the entire time. So I might as well just watch the game.
I look at my phone, but thanks. I was a skip. He kept giving all the updates. So he was like giving play by play. So I knew I just kept watching skip Twitter. So that's how I got through life. Yeah. I was, Skip Bayless. He kept doing a play-by-play on the games, and I was like, all right, sweet. We just need to go in like that. But, you know, the thing is, this is what I got to say. That goes out to the Green Bay Packer and the whole Packer Nation. Because, that had to be the longest ride home to the shortest distance. What was it like in that locker room, I wonder? They was at home, frozen tundra. And they let Tampa go up in there and beat them like Tampa's in the cold weather. How did that happen? Come on, B. How'd they lose?
I thought we were talking about the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, this is a game to lead. I just want to know, we didn't say how Green Bay lost.
They lost because Tampa played better in crucial moments. I mean, what do you want me to say?
I'm glad this is over. I'm glad this is recorded. This is received. I'll be pulling this up again next year. Tampa played better in crucial moments. I like that.
Yeah, when Green Bay got those interceptions, I think they only cashed in on one of them. The other two times they got those interceptions, I mean, as soon as Rodgers got the ball, I think the first down they lost. They got a sack minus 10 yards. The other one on third down got a sack minus 5 yards. They was behind the sticks on both those plays.
And didn't I tell you that Brady's going to be in the dirt? And you said no? Because his offensive line.
What?
Did I tell you Brady? I mean, I'm sorry, not Brady. Didn't I tell you Rodgers was going to be in the dirt?
Yeah, because I thought they, I thought Green Bay's tackles would have played better than what they did, but yesterday was the first game they actually missed by Tiari.
Yeah, they was all in his back pocket. They was in his back pocket. I was loving it. I was mad that I didn't see Sue get no action, but it happens. It happens because you know Sue a monster. And that's probably, you know, had Aaron Rodgers' eyes all big. But that's another season down the drain. You know, they get all that way, a pretty record, and it just don't end right. To be all honest with you, and we will close this out with the Rodgers, I think Rodgers come back another year. I don't think he should, but, they got a team. They got a team, and they sit him down, ask him what he need, and they draft those players that he need. I think that's how they should do. They should do right by him. He's on his way out the door anyway.
So are they going to do that, though? That's the whole thing. Are they going to do that? You saw what happened last year.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? This may be the coach pushing him out the door. This may be the coach like, hey, you here, you got the talent, but hey, I envision our team going a different direction. I want my own quarterback,
okay,
a young quarterback.
See, and this is what pisses me off. If that's the case, this is what's going to piss me off about that. They asked him. After the game, they said this is after Aaron spoke. They said, well, Aaron already spoke and said he's not sure about his future next year. How do you feel about that? Do you want to be like back in this game with him next year? He said, damn straight I do. He said, that's our quarterback. He said he better be back here next year. Say that if you feel the opposite way. Just be real,
you know,
because
well, you know, it might be a power struggle. And you know, some cats, you know, like, hey, I'm near. Everybody knows in Rodgers' team for a long time. He got the last coach he hold up out of there. So maybe this guy like, man, we know what we're doing. It's my way. You know, I'm getting paid X amount of dollars. It's my team. And it's my choice. You know. And
It was that way. Year two, I don't think it was that way because they offense started being a lot more consistent and better this year. So I think they finally stopped butting heads and started giving in with each other.
Right. Right. I'm with you. I mean, hey, you know, I think, you know, I didn't say Rodgers fell in line, but I felt like, you know, they did well. I mean, like, they did well. They beat the Seahawks. I mean, I'm sorry, not the Seahawks. The Rams, and that was a scary game. I mean, I felt like the Rams could have did more, but I think once my man went down, they didn't
I'll
have a chance.
Sure. I'll be sure. I'll be sure, you know.
That dude, look, man, he's not looking like
I'll be sure. Off on your own, girl. Gotta get off on your own.
Oh, man. Well, I tell
you
what.
Tell me he don't look like I'll be sure, though. Tell me that he don't look like I'll be sure.
No, he doesn't look like I'll be sure.
Yes, he does, man.
Gotta get up on your own, girls.
And you get up on your own, girl. Yeah.
You're stupid.
Oh, that's funny, man. Now you got that stuck in my head. No, he don't look like him, but once he went down, it was a different type of game. So, I mean, and they played. That was a good tight game right there. That was good. I was kind of sick. Of course, I was sick, but that was a good tight game. That was a good tight game. But yo, I hope Aaron come back for one more year. I do. If he come back, I think that's listen. If he don't come back, zero chance of getting back to the NFC Championship. Zero chance. If Aaron doesn't come back, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, if Aaron doesn't come back, they have no chance. They have no shot in doing anything. I honestly think even with him, I think they miss him so much that I don't know what they're going to do next year.
Well, yeah, I agree because, you know, their schedule will be tough next year because they got to the NFC Championship. So they will have a tougher schedule.
I think the only thing they'll do is probably win the division just because the division is going to be trash next year.
Uh-huh.
But
well, you know,
I don't
think – Chicago missed a quarterback. If they get a quarterback, they good.
They also have to sign back – Allen Robinson, though. He's a free agent this year.
Yeah, they got to sign him. They got a young receiver with him. I think they need another running back. I mean, the running back they got, maybe second year he might blow up. Defense, all right. That's what won them the games this year, defense. But their offense always been questionable. I don't know if it's offensive coordinator, but that's all I can say.
I think it's the head coach. I think he's not. I don't think he's always cracked. He was cracked up to be.
Well, I mean, man, his quarterback let him down. You know, I hate to blame head coaches when your quarterback don't play up to their talent. You know, I hate to blame quarterback. It's kind of like, and not to jump subject, but it's kind of like the Pistons. Pistons right now got these young players, and they're not doing well. And everybody, the head coach, they're out there playing. They know the scheme. They know what they're supposed to be doing. They know they're supposed to be playing defense. You can't put everything on the head coach. So with Chicago, I'm thinking coordinator. I'm thinking offensive coordinator. They get them a new offensive coordinator, and I think if I ain't mistaken, I think they are about to get a new offensive coordinator if they don't have one already. That's it. But like, you know, the whispers out there, you know, the Bears went Matt Stafford. I don't see trading him inside of the division at all.
No, that's not gonna happen.
I would lose it if the Lions did that. Now, the Bears give us the house, like two first-rounders, a third. I hate it, but, hey, you got to build for the future. And right now, Detroit only have 5 picks, so they got to go with whoever got the most. And I think it's going to be a good offseason. But I think Chicago will be right there. Me, myself, you know, I like the Vikings. Always have liked the Vikings. Ever since Robert Smith left the Vikings, I have liked the Vikings. So the Vikings next year might be their chance. I think it's a chance every year.
Remember, I said originally that I had picked them to win the division this year.
Yeah. We talked about it. You didn't think Green Bay was, you know. I said it's gonna be between Green Bay and Minnesota. I did not see Chicago.
No, I will admit, I saw Green Bay finishing third this year in the division. I will admit that.
Oh, we're not going to talk about what you really said during the offseason about Green Bay.
let's go ahead and say it, because I'll say it again. Draft night, I said, I'm done with this team. And then when it got closer towards the season, I said, you know what? I'm going to ride with them as long as Aaron is the quarterback. Just like you and Matt Stafford, I said, I'm going to ride with Green Bay as long as Aaron's the quarterback.
Gotcha. I gotcha. I respect that. I gotcha. You know, Aaron Rodgers is your guy. He is. I got you. But you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you was giving Green Bay some fits after the draft. Woo! Man, I should have recorded that stuff. Man, I would have some nice audio.
But was I wrong, though?
Nah. No, you wasn't.
You know,
I mean, listen, it was a shocker.
They had a pick in every round, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many of those guys saw the field this year. One, A.J. Dillon, the second-round pick.
He ain't the only one that's seen the field.
Yes, he is. He's the only draft pick they had this year that's seen the field.
Wait a minute. Okay. All right, he played.
First round was Jordan Love. Second round was A.J. Dillon.
John Runyon didn't get no clock.
Nope, him or Ben Bredesen, neither one of them.
Okay. But what about
the tight end they drafted? No, he didn't get no play either. They played Jake Sternberger from last year.
Ooh, that's an ugly draft then.
That's what I'm saying. That's the reason why I was so pissed about it. I'm like, you drafted all these guys, but neither one of them stepped into play.
What about Martin? What about Martin?
Huh?
What about Martin, the linebacker from Minnesota? Didn't he play?
Martin?
Come on, Martin. Well, I'm just saying, like,
no,
you got to think.
If he did, I don't think he really stayed on, because for a while actually he played 2 games when Christian Kirksey was hurt.
Yeah,
that's the only reason he saw the field, because of that.
But that's crazy if you draft a tight end in the third round and he ain't get no clock.
Nope.
Well, they're going to be back in the draft with lower picks, and they got to go defense. They got to go defense. So, I don't know.
They got to go quarterback. Corner.
Whoa. Well, okay. All right. Let's talk cornerback for a minute. Why do you feel that way?
Because if you looked at the – I've been watching this team for 2 years, and I've been saying this for 2 years. They've always picked on Kevin King's side. Part of the reason why Jaire Alexander is rated so high is because they don't throw to him, because you don't need to. Kevin King is god-awful.
Wait a minute. They threw Alexander's side. Dude had 23 pass breakups. So they was going to him. He just played good and went to the Pro Bowl.
Last year he wasn't rated that high. But last year they didn't throw to him because they was picking on Kevin King. But what
okay.
I'm saying is,
but they picked on Kevin King, and who led the DBs in interceptions?
He does.
Kevin King, right. So he played good 1 year. He played solid last year, but then
his numbers were inflated because he had four picks off Dak last year. So his numbers got inflated last year.
So check it. He's still getting – well, all right, listen. He had a bad game because up until yesterday, you didn't say nothing bad about King. You said their defense was
– No. We've never talked about that. I've never liked Kevin King. Never.
No, we talked about the secondary, and you said they had a good secondary. You said they had a solid young secondary.
I must have misunderstood because I've never liked Kevin King. Never.
You gave plenty of props to the secondary. Plenty of props.
No, I've never liked Kevin King. He had an okay year. He had an okay rookie year when he first was drafted, but that was it. I've never liked Kevin King.
Well, I mean, dude getting five picks and stuff. I mean, this is fourth year, and last year he led the team. Somebody going to swoop him up. Yeah, he had a bad game, and what happened? People have a bad game. All the fans come on. Oh, King garbage, get rid of him and all that. Wait, he leading the team in interceptions. And that's kind of like Darius Slay. Like, oh, Darius Slay, the man, blase, he doing this and that. But I didn't, when he left, I was like, okay, he's getting at the end of his straw anyway. And then he went over to Philly and had two good games. He is what I thought he was. So that's the same thing. People all see that he do something and a big game come, he didn't do it, but he wasn't the only one. He was the only one getting busted up on. That's all I'm saying.
Because yesterday, Green Bay had two DBs yesterday. Like, that was disappointing, and it was him and Channing Sullivan. Who is the nickel DB?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
They both gave up too many big plays yesterday.
What can you do? You got Tampa running three receivers, two tight ends. They're putting them in trips. And all that stuff, throwing the same offense. Hey, Green Bay was running a lot of them trips, too. What can you do? And y'all might be lucky Antonio Brown didn't play. Woo! All those underneath.
Yeah, I actually was. I was happy when I saw that he wasn't going to play.
Yeah, because that would have been a lot of underneath, just picking. And then, man, the way they use Gronk, I'm loving it. I see why he said he's playing another year. Because they use him safe.
He has one catch a game, though.
But he blocked his ass off all game, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, shoot. Hey, he keep keeping Brady clean. So, that's what I'm saying. I'm digging the way he play. You know what I'm saying? He don't need the ball as much as his hands. He's blocking his ass off. And when he's seeing, like, all right, now it's time to release him. And he always get that big play right when you need it. That's why I said this is going to be a good Super Bowl. I mean, I'm not going to make my pick yet. I ain't going to make my pick for the Super Bowl until the week of. I'm put my pick out there. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. So, after the Super Bowl.
Of course, things always change, you know. Things always change.
Right.
Injuries come up.
Yep. But they got a couple weeks to relax and hit the ice tub and, you know, the hyperbolic chamber and all that stuff to get their bodies right. But I'll make my pick that week that Wednesday before the show, and I put my money in my mouth in. So that following Monday when we come back, either I'll be bummed out because my team lost and I lost some bread, or I'm going to be just like I was today. Let's go! Now, on one of my bets, I bet a famous person. I bet a famous person, and I won. And I'm so happy because this person was killing people. This person was killing people. He was like winning stuff off of them. And when I made a bet, he kept pressing me because I said, you know, hey, Brady, that GOAT. He that GOAT. And then he was like, put your money where your mouth is. I said, what? He getting to the playoffs? Like, yeah, I bet that. He was like, no, bet he go to the Super Bowl. Like, what? Come on, bet. Put him up. Pair of J's. I'm like, what? A pair of Jordans? Not Brandy. We buy Jordans. You know how much Jordans cost?
They not
I was
cheap.
Nervous. I was nervous. That's two bills. So I was like, dang, do I do it? I do it. Then I was like,
minimum.
You know what?
Two bills Man, minimum. Like,
right, 200 minimum. That's right. He said he put the number 200 max. So because you can get some crispy the OG ones for 170 plus tax, but all the other ones cost 200 plus tax or 190 plus tax, which make it two something. So I was like, you know what? Scared money don't win. Bet. I like say bet. I need a receipt. Say bet. Said bet. And every week, if Tampa's win, you know they won six in a row in the regular season. Every week I chime in. The GOAT. Dang, you see Brady? No response. Nothing. Last night, I'm like, man, you ain't got to hide. You ain't got to hide. Say something. Congratulate me. I ain't get a congratulations or nothing, but I did win. And when those J's come
ain't nobody
through,
gonna go congratulate you. You always, you a troll, so ain't nobody gonna congratulate
bro,
you.
Listen, when somebody drops facts, how am I a troll for just saying what I believe in and saying why it's gonna happen, then it happened? How am I a troll? A troll is somebody
you
that
trolled
makes
me.
Stuff.
You trolled me. That's the reason I didn't pick up my phone last night. You trolled me.
Man, trolling is me just coming with stuff that ain't true just to talk stuff. I be saying what's gonna happen before it, and I just want to talk about it. I'm not trolling you. And then the reason why the show is because by you not answering the phone, now that would make me like, oh, today I'm giving him the business. I told him if he ignored me, I'm gonna give him the business. I thought my other bro was gonna do that because we had some J's on the line. I expect him to dodge me. But I didn't expect you to do that at all, bro. I didn't expect that.
I told you. I told you and my dad. I said, Tampa win. I ain't talking to neither one of y'all for 2 weeks.
Well, the thing is, I know you had to come do the show. So I was like, it's all right. It's all right. That's why I just text. I text two times. I'm like, all right. I ain't going to text no more, but I just want to put it out there. You know, so you know, I try to reach him. So I was like, all right. I wasn't trying to
do
the show. But, hey, I got to give you props. Came in, you did the show, you kept it 100% real, and that's cool. You know, you put your emotions to the side. I know it was hard.
No, it ain't hard. I ain't going to run. I'm going to stay in and fight my battles.
Man, you were just like, man, so you gonna crack jokes on the show? You going to crack jokes on the show? Like, no, I'm not, man. We got stuff to talk about. And, you know, we got to do what we can and get in what we can in 1 hour. But we got 90 seconds left. I want to thank everybody that tune in or going to tune in. This is Blog Talk Radio. All we talk is sports, just my opinion. I'm Ty, my co-host Brandon. So these video clips, I will clip them onto both my pages, my regular page, the Facebook page. And y'all can listen anytime. Season 2, Episode 3. We're going to be here Mondays. Wednesdays from 3 to 4, and I might spring in some other time when special stuff comes up. Go ahead, B. You want to say shout out to anybody or whatever? You got 40 seconds.
No, I just want to promote the page, man. All we talk about is sports, Facebook, man. Just go join the page if you haven't already. We do some big things over there. We're trying to make it bigger, so. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, this is our summer. We're about to really take it places. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all we talk is sports. I'm your boy Ty Ray.
Shot.
And we out of here. Three strikes. Yeah. Thanks again, bro.
No problem, bro.
All right. Yeah, another good show in the book. Another good show in the books. Again, thank y'all for coming here, and we'll see y'all again on Wednesday at 3 p.m. And that's it. That's all I got.